family of God, it's such a privilege to speak to you again today. And thank you for joining us and watching our channel. We trust that you're all staying safe even during this difficult period. We know that the Lord is with us, He is in our midst, we are in Him, and He is in us. Greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. And as He is, so are we in this world. And we trust that you are staying strong in the faith, trusting the Lord, and believing His word. These sessions have been focused just on one subject, and the focus has been on a location called Goshen, which is the best of the land in Egypt. And in this land, Joseph was told by Pharaoh to settle his family. Jacob and his sons came and settled in the land of Goshen. And it was in the place of Goshen that they received protection and they were provided for, even during the period of famine. And they were immunized from the plagues that later took place in the land of Egypt. So when you look at Goshen, it is a metaphor of a spiritual posture and position that we need to maintain while we are in Egypt. Egypt is a picture of the system of this world, and we live in this world, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And while we are in this world, we need to know how to adopt the right posture and the right position so that we can navigate through difficult periods and crises, just as the family of Joseph did. Joseph is a type of Christ, and we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. We are the family of God. Christ is the head, and we are the body. And as we draw near to Christ, as we are intimate with Christ, as we learn to put on the mind of Christ, as we walk in the love of Christ, as we walk in the ways of Christ, as we exemplify and express the life of Christ, as Christ appears in and through us, more of the world will begin to see Christ in us. But especially as we get through difficult periods like we are facing now, the world will begin to see how Christ is in us, protecting us and preserving us because of our personal relationship with Christ, who is the head of the body. In our last session, we focused on the aspect of how Joseph had taken five of his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. And five is the number of grace. A few weeks ago, we gave you several examples of why five is the number of grace. And these five brothers are presented to Pharaoh. This is grace in the body of Christ being presented to the rulers of the age, the rulers of our time, the kings of the earth, as it were. And Pharaoh is a metaphor of the kings of the earth, and grace needs to be presented to the kings of the earth. And when Pharaoh saw these men, he said to Joseph, if there are any competent men among them, let them serve and take care of my livestock, and they can become chief herdsmen. So in our previous session, we spoke about competency, and we have been asking questions over the few weeks. We asked, what are you feeding on? How productive are you? What is your occupation? And also, how competent are you? These are things that can be reflected on even in a time of lockdown, isolation, or quarantine. You can think about these questions and begin to motivate or inspire yourself to come out of this lockdown period having a better understanding of your purpose and how your life can become more useful, and how your life can be divinely connected to God's kingdom and become an expression of the kingdom of God on the earth. So to be competent is simply to be efficient, to be effective. And such people in the Bible were regarded as people of valor, people of strength, people of ability, people of sufficiency, people that were qualified. And divine grace comes in and begins to give an announcement to the skills that we have received. We saw how David was so skilled as a musician. David was skilled with the sling and the bow, sling and the stone. He was skilled with the bow and the arrow, and all his skills was a benefit to the nation of Israel. We saw how Moses chose competent people. We saw how Solomon chose skilled people. We looked at how skilled people built the tabernacle of Moses. And Paul reminds the Corinthian church that it was not their own skill, not their own sufficiency, but he says their sufficiency to preach the gospel came from God. So competency requires training, it requires discipline, it requires development. And when we receive an installment of divine grace that influences our lives, we become competent so that we can serve. Now, that competency will make you a ruler, because this is what Pharaoh said to Joseph. He said, choose competent men so that they can become my chief herdsmen, that they will become the head, they will function in a position of authority, they will function in a position of rulership. So when people are competent, they acquire skills, they become disciplined, they will be in positions of authority, positions of influence, positions of impact. They become decision makers. And during a time where we have sufficient time to work on our skills, to start to increase our abilities, start to look at places that we need to work on, you will find that as you come out of this this lockdown, as we emerge out of the ark, as it were, like Noah did with his family, and you reintegrate with the earth and society begins to normalize, I believe that even as we become more competent, we will also come into positions of rulership and dominion. Now, you have to understand that when you look at competency, and I just want to mention just a few more things regarding that, that in order for you to be productive, as we discussed in one of our previous sessions, because when we are connected to the vine, there's an expectancy that the branch will be productive or fruitful. There is fruit, more fruit, much fruit, and even fruit that remains. The seed must become a herb, it must become a tree, and then it must bear fruit. As we mature in the kingdom of God, as sons of God and believers in Christ, we must mature to the place of where we are bearing fruit. Now, in order for us to bear that fruit and be productive, it also requires us to become competent. So our competency will also determine our productivity and our fruitfulness and our effectiveness and our level of impact. So being competent will definitely lead to productivity. Now, competency would also lead to generating income. When we have skills, it begins to enhance our capacity to receive an income. Our skills must be used to allow us to live on the earth, and therefore we use our skills to receive an income. But our skills must also be used to serve the kingdom of God and to serve the nations. Now, there are skills that would be regarded as our natural abilities, things we are just born with. It just comes naturally to us. Some people are just natural musicians. They are natural artists. These are our creative abilities. Some people just have a natural gift to play sport, different sports. Some sports players are just naturally gifted. And these are natural abilities. They are part of our DNA. Sometimes they are passed from generation to generation. And people become very successful because of a natural ability that they have. And this natural skill allows you to earn an income. It allows you to generate profit. It allows you to become prosperous and become successful. So our skills, when we are competent, will definitely lead to us becoming successful and prospering and earning an income on the earth. But our skills must also be used to advance the purposes of the kingdom of God and also used to serve nations. So there are skills that we have naturally that just come to us, but there are also skills that we acquire. And this acquired skills come through training, and this comes through discipline, it comes through learning, it comes through taking time to improve ourselves and learning a skill. Moses, the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 7, verse number 22, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. So this was a skill that Moses acquired while he was in Egypt. And he learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in word and deed. And this preparation that Moses had for the years that and the time that he was there in Egypt, the Bible will tell us now that later on he becomes the deliverer of the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And he took the skill of this man who knew geography, he knew science, he knew mathematics. All of this he would have learned while being tutored in the systems of Egypt. But that acquired skill, this was not natural ability. This was through learning. This was through studying. This was through discipline. He acquired it, and it made him a very impactful leader that would lead out the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, who were basically slaves. He would lead them out of Egypt and lead them towards the promised land. And as the deliverer, he had the acquired skill. He could write the laws for them, the moral law, the ceremonial law, the different miscellaneous laws, the laws that would determine how they would even live as they journeyed, the laws of how they would interact with each other, the laws to serve God. All of these laws and regulations, etc., he had to write down. And it took someone who was really skilled to do all of that, to lead the nation of Israel. Competency leads people out of slavery into freedom. This is a skill that is used to deliver people out of a system of bondage into a place of freedom and to bring you into a place called the promised land. So competent people, skilled people, skills that are acquired through learning and much discipline can be used to bring deliverance to the lives of others. Many of us have studied, some of us have acquired skills in university, in other places of education. Some of us have acquired skills in different spheres, different fields that we are in. But those skills, while they bring us profit, while we eat the labor of our hands, we work, but we have to know how to use those skills also to serve others, to bring them out of oppression, bring them out of slavery, bring them out of a place of despondency, and move them into a place of freedom, into a place of promise, and into a place of purpose. It is also to use your skill to bring people out of poverty, out of a place of lack, and move them into a place of prosperity. This is a skill that we have acquired in this world. We have studied and learned. These are acquired skills that can be used to bring deliverance to the lives of other people. So our skills can become very, very useful and very impactful and very effective. And I trust that even as you are, some of us are still in a period of lockdown, we cannot go back to work, Maybe we are working from home, but we have the time to think about, to meditate, to reflect, to ponder on how we using our skills that we have acquired to benefit the lives of other people. This is the nature of the Lamb. Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God. He was also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And as the Lamb of God, it is to live your life for the benefit of another. And when we use our skills to help other people, to enhance the lives of other people, to be of benefit to others, we are serving humanity. We are serving the body of Christ. We are serving the Lord. We are worshiping the Lord with our skills. So your acquired skill is such a valuable asset in this life to be of benefit to others, together with your natural skills. If you have a natural ability, together with an acquired skill, plus the divine influence of God upon your life, you will be of immense benefit to other people. Daniel and his friends were in exile in Babylon. And while they were in exile, they excelled, even though they were in exile. And they were appointed provisions by the king. And the king had a person appointed over them by the name of Ashpenaz. And he would appoint the delicacies, the food of Babylon for them to eat. And many of us know the story in the book of Daniel chapter 1. But also, they were appointed a time of training, 3 years of training, so that at the end of that time, they may serve before the king. You can read this in Daniel chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And the three Hebrew boys that were chosen were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And these young men were chosen to study, to acquire the skills of Babylon. And the reason for that was so that they could stand and serve before the king. And you read later on in verse 17 to verse 20 of Daniel chapter 1, that these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in visions and dreams. Now, what God gave them was knowledge and skill. This was divine influence that gave them an unfair advantage. But they were disciplined to study in Babylon, to learn the literature of Babylon, to learn all the ways and the culture, and the traditions of Babylon. And while they were doing that, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and in all wisdom. And it will tell you that at the end of their training days, when they were brought before all the chiefs and the eunuchs and also before the king, that they were interviewed by the king, and no one was found more excellent than these four young men. And because they excelled in matters of wisdom and understanding, when the king examined them, they could now stand and serve before the king because they had 10 times better understanding than all the magicians and astrologers in their realm. Now we are talking about a kingdom that was superior. This is Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, which was superior. But yet, these Hebrew boys who were knowledgeable in the laws of God, who served their God wholeheartedly, and we see it in their lives later on, that they refused to bow down to worship, the idols in Babylon. They refused to worship the idolatry within the kingdom of Babylon. They wanted only to worship their God, even as Daniel prayed several times a day. They were committed to God, Jehovah God, and they were also disciplined to study the ways of Babylon. And the divine influence that God gave them was knowledge and skill that made them superior and set them apart. Now, here's the principle. Goshen is a place of drawing near, a place of intimacy, place of commitment, a place of being one with the Lord, a place of learning how to be led by the Spirit of God, of hearing the voice of God, a place of tuning the frequency of your spirit man to know what God is saying and what God is doing. And this is about devotion to God. It's about being committed to Him. It's about drawing near to Him. When you do that, together with being disciplined to acquire your skill, God gives you a divine influence. There's a grace impartation because of your commitment to God, also your commitment to acquire your skill and be disciplined to learn it. God begins to bring a divine influence, and that divine influence combined with the acquired skill makes you a very unique package that can serve the systems of this world, just as Pharaoh, just as Joseph served Pharaoh, and just as Daniel and his three friends served the king of Babylon by interpreting dreams and by solving crises and difficult problems. This is acquired skill. And such acquired skill can be used in a time of crisis to solve difficult matters. Right now, the best brains in the world is being sought out to solve the crisis of the COVID-19 coronavirus disease that is impacting the entire world. And these people that come from different medical and academic circles are trying to sort out a vaccine so that you and I, who are just normal citizens living our normal lives, can live well. They are now going to be serving the entire world. They are serving their countries. They are serving the entire world with their skill so that a vaccine can be sought to save lives. You can see how acquired skill or divine influence can lead to the saving of lives, the prosperity of lives, the betterment of the lives of other people, the longevity of lives, the posterity that one can leave behind. All of this is determined by natural skill and also acquired skill. Now, there's one other skill which I'd just like to mention to you, which is survival skills. This is what we learn through experience, and a lot of this is generally passed down from our ascendants that have probably been through certain experiences. And this survival skill teaches us also how to navigate through difficult periods. When the nation of Israel came out of Egypt, they had to go through the wilderness, and there was a generation, because of their rebellion and because of their disobedience and idolatry, etc., they all died in the wilderness. There was a generation that was born in the wilderness, and that generation, including Joshua and Caleb, crossed over into the promised land. But the generation that left Egypt would have been able to also pass down certain skills to the generation that was born in the wilderness. So they would have learned survival skills to navigate through the wilderness over a period of time until they had reached the promised land. So ascendants, those that are our elders, those that are our parents and grandparents, they can pass down to you certain survival skills. Now, some of them have been through wars. They have faced oppression. They faced bondage. They faced discrimination. They faced racism. They faced sexism. All kinds of oppression and suppression that they had faced in their lives. But they have survived. They have been through it. They walked through it. They went through it. And there are certain skills that they have acquired during those periods to navigate through difficult times. Many of us now in our generation, and some of us who are facing this COVID-19 crisis, it is up to maybe three generations. Your grandparents, your parents, and yourselves are facing the same circumstance, all living through it at the same time. And many of them would have been through some period of difficulty in previous times, where there were state of emergencies, there were natural disasters, all kinds of things that they had faced, and they would have learned survival skills of how to get through these periods. Even times of lack, times of drought, times of famine, people needed to survive. People needed to learn how to get through those times. David had to learn how to survive the caves and the wilderness. He had to go through all of that before coming to a place of dominion and rulership. Paul and many in his traveling, many of his traveling companions had to survive many things just to preach the gospel from through different places that they had been through, and they would have acquired survival skills. Now, even in times like this, where there is food shortages, where there's no income, where there's a lack of support in many areas of our lives, we must be able to tap into our survival skills, become more innovative, become more inventive, and do more research, start to find out how you can survive these kinds of periods, which are difficult times. And these are survival skills that must be acquired in our own time so that we can get through them. There are many things that you can learn from the elder or the older. The Bible talks about how the older women should teach the younger women, how the older men should teach the younger men. Things that we have been through in life, experiences, fathers training their sons, the survival skills that David would have learned in terms of hunting, in terms of shooting a bow, an arrow with the bow, in terms of using a sling, in terms of knowing how to throw a javelin, how to handle a sword. All of these skills would have been survival skills that he would have learned from his brothers and his father, and maybe even ascendants before him. He would have learned these skills so that in his time he could be effective. So when he went through the times of the wilderness, when he was in the cave, when he was rejected by his own sons later on, when he faced the rise of Absalom and was rejected, he could survive all of that because of survival skills. The ability to get through difficult times and to overcome these difficult times. And this ability to survive and go through these things, it is important for us to know how to use all these skills to make us competent. So you have natural skills, you have acquired skills, you have survival skills. And these skills put together will make us very, very competent so that we can serve. So that we can serve the King, serve our families, serve the body of Christ. Paul was a skilled scribe that was serving the body of Christ. And many others in the scriptures who used their skill to serve the body of Christ, but also to serve nations, to serve our communities, to serve those that are around us. You can use your skill to tutor the underprivileged. You can use your skill to pass it down to others so that they could come out of their difficult circumstances. Many people are skilled in crafts. Many people are skilled in different aspects of life, and they need to know how to use their skill to become a servant of the Lord. It is worship to God when we use our skill to serve one another. At this time, when we don't have a worship team, we don't have backup singers, we don't have all the thrills and frills that we know about church in general, you can think about what is true worship. And true worship is how we serve God with the skills that we have so that another can benefit, another can become effective, another can become productive. I pray that you will take time to think about your natural skill, think about your acquired skills, think about your survival skills. Use all of them, combine them, and let them become effective for the kingdom of God. We don't want to lose our skill when we do not serve the Lord. The Bible says, let my right hand forget its cunning. The word cunning means let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not serve Jerusalem, meaning the body of Christ, if we do not use our skill to be of benefit to the kingdom of God, the Bible says your right hand will lose its skill if we forget to serve the kingdom of God. Part of our service in the kingdom of God is serving the Lord, serving humanity, serving one another, serving our communities, serving our nation. We need to use our skills wisely so that we're just not making a profit for ourselves. And yes, your skill will generate an income for you. You have the right to eat the labor of your hands. But let your skill also be used to serve others. Let Goshen be a place where you are drawing near to God. And that drawing near will allow you to become competent so that you can be of service to one another. I pray that even as you have heard this message today, that you would think about that competency that will make you productive and fruitful, that will make you generate income for yourself, for your family, and also that your skill will be used to serve. May the Lord bless you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord keep you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you till we meet again. Please do not forget, every evening at 6 p.m., we are gathering with our families to pray. Pray for our government. Pray for our nation. Pray for the nations of the world. I know that many people are facing difficulties. Gather your family and pray together. Partake of the table. And as we pray together as a nation, I believe that the Lord will bring us out of this crisis stronger, more skilled, more helpful, more serving. Grace, mercy, and peace to you till we meet again. God bless you. Amen.